With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden delivered his final speech at the United Nations General Assembly. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing the UN for the last time, the president touched on the world's major crises, including Ukraine's fight for freedom against Russia.
We cannot look away, and we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
And he renewed his call for peace in the Middle East.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest.
On the subject of his decision not to seek re-election, Mr. Biden told world leaders that some things are more important than staying in power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel continues its attack on two fronts, Gaza and the Lebanon border region. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes early Tuesday killed at least seven people in Gaza's southern city of Khan Yunis. They add at least 15 others, including women and children, were injured, while Israel's military says it will do whatever is necessary to push Hezbollah away from Lebanon's border with Israel. The two countries have been trading fire since the Israel-Hamas war began on Monday. Israel launched hundreds of airstrikes in southern and eastern Lebanon, killing an estimated 500 people and wounding more than 1,600 others. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre told the Congressional Committee Tuesday that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre made the announcement as part of his testimony about a welfare misspending scandal in Mississippi. Favre does not face criminal charges, but he has repaid just over $1 million in speaking fees funded by a welfare program in the state. It's unclear if Favre's disease is connected to his football career or head injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow by 83 points. This is SRN News. Fans of the Christian television series The Chosen descended on Orlando, Florida this past weekend in what organizers called ChosenCon 2024. Actors, writers, and series creators intermingled for in-person conversations and workshops. During a break in the sessions, SRN News asked attendees what impressed them most about the event.
It's been surprising. Like, we'll just be in line at Starbucks, and all of a sudden, John the Baptizer walks by, or Lazarus walks by. It's just, and they've been really nice.
Particularly delighted to see people's response gathering together from all over the country or the world. Vibrancy and the energy and the dynamic. People seem to attach to the biblical story.
I like them to know that they are making an impact, spreading the gospel, and that's what we want.
The Chosen's fifth season will be released early next year. Tomorrow we'll hear from Dallas Jenkins, the creator of the worldwide biblical phenomenon. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edged further into record heights on Wall Street after shaking off a bumpy start to the day. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The Dow edged up 0.2%, adding to its own record. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%. Treasury yields sank in the bond market following an update on U.S. consumer confidence that was surprisingly weak. Prices for oil, copper, and other commodities rallied following a slew of moves by China's central bank to prop up the world's second-largest economy. Chinese stocks closed sharply higher. The Dow up 83 points to close at 42,208. The NASDAQ gained 100 to 18,074. The S&P 500 added 14 points to 5732. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.